Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, the network for social justice. Today, my very special guest is Chardé Fontenot. She's a candidate running for the La Mesa Spring Valley School District Board on a slate of three candidates seeking to bring changes to the district. The others on her slate are Rebecca McCray, a teacher, and Jerry Lecco, an architect and former school board member. The district has three conservative board members who are not seeking re-election, so with three open seats, there's an opportunity to shift the balance of power on this board. Now, the slate represents a grassroots group that was actually started by teachers and students, and it's called the La Mesa Spring Valley Action Committee for Educators and Students, or ACES for short. Chardé is a mother of two sons in the Casa de Oro Elementary School. She says she's the only candidate who was once a student in this district herself, and now she's a certified lactation educator and counselor who also owns a small business in lactation. She's served in the La Mesa Spring Valley District as a parent volunteer and a district advisory council representative, and now she chairs a school site council. Chardé, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Can you start by telling us why you're running for the school board?
I'm running for the school board because I think there needs to be a change. I think that it's been the same voices for far too long, and I think that we really need to bring some fresh, informed, unique voices to the school board. I feel that there's been a lack of transparency, and there needs to be more innovative ideas that are being brought to the table, and there needs to be more of a show of support for our students and our community.
What do you believe are the most important issues in this race, and where do you stand on them?
I think some of the important issues are our funding and our enrollment in terms of the district. I think that we need to be innovative in the ways that we find to increase our funding. We need to find more external streams of revenue that is steady, and we also need to look into ways that we can bring more families into our school district and have them going to our schools. I think that we're on the right path, but I would like to see it excel. Also, some of the issues that I think that the board has is that they have, like I said, have a lack of respect, and the community did bring forth something that they were concerned about, which was the taking away of sixth grade camp, and that was about 9 years ago, and so we have not had sixth grade camp, which is a rite of passage for many students.
Yeah, I certainly remember going through that district myself back in the dark ages. We won't say how many years ago, but I had very warm memories of sixth grade camp, and it's sad that the kids today aren't getting that experience.
Right. So I think that we can find ways to bring it back while being fiscally responsible. We can look into grants, we can look into partnerships, fundraising, but we definitely need to look into bringing it back, especially with, you know, the technology that the kids are using. I think sixth grade camp is a great way for them to get out and learn how to do things on their own and be more independent.
Definitely. What else do you hope to accomplish if you're elected?
I hope to accomplish closing the achievement gap. I think that it's been open for a little while, and I think that we're on the right track in terms of closing it, but I would like to see that process be sped up.
Now, according to the state test scores, which we did look up, 50% of the students in the La Mesa Spring Valley School District have tested to have proficiency in English, and only 39% have proficiency in math. According to the site niche.com that ranks schools statewide based on key data, this district gets a C grade on academics. So what can or should be done to raise those test scores?
I think it's going to take some time. The Common Core curriculum was implemented just a few years ago, so the kids are still getting used to it and how it's done. It is pretty difficult. I've seen my child's homework. And I think that we need to talk with our teachers more about ways that we can help them to do better. But I think that the teachers, for the most part, are working very hard on it and doing a good job. I think it's just going to take some time for the kids to get used to it.
The district rates an A on diversity of student population. Do you believe the needs of diverse students are being met adequately?
I do not feel like the needs of our diverse students are being met. I feel that the achievement gap is the largest between our white and our minority students. the tests are being administered on iPads, and not all schools are on a one-to-one ratio mm-hmm. with their iPads. So some of those kids may not be technically proficient in using the iPads when it comes to the test, and that could be affecting that as well.
Sure, and I'll bet a lot of the poorer kids don't have an iPad at home, whereas probably the wealthier ones do. So it's also a wealth gap issue.
Right.
What can be done to provide equal access to iPads and training on it for all students?
I think that we can reach out to our community a little bit more, and we can look into partnering with them to get more iPads if the school site itself is not going to provide one-to-one ratio. For the test, I believe that they do work it out to where they all have their iPads individually at the same time to work on it, but just using it throughout the year so that they're familiar with it. So when test time comes, they know how to use it. And there were a lot of technical difficulties at the beginning stages of doing that test on the iPad. So it's something that we need to look into helping the kids with.
A recent controversy in this district involved a board member, David Chong, who is stepping down. He's moving out of the area. He's a gun store owner, and he drew criticism for his remarks that ridiculed students voicing concerns over gun violence after a mass school shooting in Florida. What do you believe are the best ways to protect students' safety?
I think that the best way to protect our students' safety is to be proactive and not reactive. I think we need to look into getting counselors in all of our schools. Not all of our schools have counselors. We have a counselor at my children's school. She's only there 3 days a week, but she's awesome. And I think that if we can implement that more, even if it's starting off with just once a week at the schools, that would be a great way to be proactive in taking a step towards safety.
What about arming teachers, as we've heard some people call for?
I do not agree with arming teachers. I do not think that's a viable solution to protecting our kids, to making them feel safe. I think that guns in the classroom is not going to help prevent the school shootings, and I don't think it's going to help our kids or our teachers or our parents feel safe about having their children at that school.
You mentioned to me you've talked to a lot of teachers about this. What did they say?
They're not on board with being armed with highlighters and markers. Pencils.
But not guns. Okay. Yeah. Do you think board members should show respect for everybody who comes to speak to the board, regardless of your own personal views on issues such as the gun violence or anything else?
Yes, I definitely think there needs to always be a high level of respect for our community members, our parents, and our students from the board. I feel that there has been a huge lack of respect from our board. I've been to the board meetings and I don't feel that they are very respectful when it comes to talking with the public.
You know, another example of that, where a lot of people in the community felt they weren't respectful of the majority, was when the board decided to fill a vacancy by appointing a church secretary with basically no experience in education who had just moved to the district. And they chose her over more qualified candidates, including a former teachers union president and another candidate who was a PTA president who'd served on the district's bond oversight committee. Would you pledge, if a vacancy were to occur again, to put qualifications and experience over partisanship in filling future vacancies?
I definitely would put qualifications and experience over partisanship. When it comes to filling a vacancy, that is the most important thing, is their experience and their empathy for our children and the community. And I was very disappointed with the appointment process that happened, that board did when that happened. It was just very devastating because the people that were up against that particular person were well qualified, and you know, I think they could have made a better choice.
Yeah. I mean, we should mention this is a district that's had a history of these types of issues. Mm-hmm. Some years ago, I remember they made a decision not to run Obama's speech to children in the schools. Traditionally in the past, every president, whether they were Republican or a Democrat, would write a speech, you know, to be heard by students, and all of the schools would run it. And they didn't. And that caused quite an outcry. There were hundreds of people who turned up to protest that. I think one of the board members apologized. Of course, not all the same board members are on there, but it's sort of the same conservative block that's controlled the board for a very long time.
Right. I definitely think that along with that appointment process, it was very political, especially seeing that the other candidates were well qualified with the person that was appointed was not qualified. I think that that was a political decision, and that should not play a part in our school board or the decisions that are being made for our kids. It should not be about partisanship. Politics needs to stay out of the school board.
Yeah. Religion is another issue that's come up, whether there may be some religious views influencing decisions, perhaps, of some board members. You've mentioned to me that you had concerns about how the sex education program is being implemented in the district. Can you elaborate?
Yes, I think that there just needs to be more inclusion for our LGBT students and families. I feel that after talking with some teachers about the current family life curriculum, it is not up to date and it is not inclusive of our LGBT families, and that's very disheartening.
What about abstinence only?
I believe that they teach abstinence. I'm not sure if it's abstinence only, but I do think we need to provide our students with all of the options. When we're talking about sex ed, they need to be prepared in going to the real world. They need to know what everything is about when we talk about family life, and not just that a man and a woman get married and they have a baby. And
yeah, we know statistically that while it might sound like a great idea, that it really hasn't worked in other states or nationwide. Statistically, there's more teen pregnancies and STDs and things like that in districts that teach abstinence only than in those that don't.
Yes, and we shouldn't be encouraging the students to have sex.
Right.
It's more about just making them aware of sex in the real world and what the different issues are and what the different options are, and just letting males and females know that they have different choices when they get to that point in their life. And hopefully that is much later in life.
Right. And what the consequences are of those choices. Okay. Who are your major endorsements for yourself as well as your slate, Sade?
My major endorsements include, for my slate, the La Mesa Spring Valley Teachers Association, as well as the California School Employees Association. That's for me, Rebecca McCray, and Jerry Lecco. For Rebecca McCray and myself, we have been endorsed by Run Women Run, as well as the Heartland Firefighters of La Mesa, Local 4759. Rebecca and I have both been endorsed by the Democratic Party of San Diego as well.
Right, and we should add, it is a multi-party slate, because Jerry Lecco, the third person on there, is an independent, who in fact is a former Republican that formerly served on this board. Now, there are three other candidates running on a slate of their own. It's a conservative slate backed by the Republican Party. And in all fairness, they are Pastor Steve Babbitt, Megan Epperson, and Brianna Garza. There is also a seventh candidate in the race, Matthew Sablov, who's running on his own and isn't backed by any slate. And we haven't really been able to find a lot of evidence that he's been campaigning. I haven't seen a website. He did not show up at a recent candidate forum. Nor, for that matter, did two of the conservatives. Pastor Babbitt did show up and gave us and shared his views. We would certainly welcome a representative from the opposing slate to come on and join us on the show, as well as the unaffiliated candidate if he wishes to be heard. There's been some controversy over tactics that some might call deceptive being used by the other slate of candidates. Sade, would you like to address those?
Yes, it's just been very misleading that the opposite slate, the opponents, have used a stock photo of a woman that is not on their slate, and they are passing it off as a member of their slate, which is a Hispanic woman, and the stock photo is of a Hispanic woman that looks to be a teacher. They also have been posting that they are teacher-supported, and we are the only three that are endorsed by the Teachers Association.
Wow.
However, they've been misleading people that they're supported by the teachers, which some people might believe means endorsed by the teachers.
No, they're talking about maybe some individual teachers, but not the teachers organization. The running a photo of somebody that's not a candidate and passing it off as if it is really deceptive. I've never heard of anybody doing that before. What did they say when that issue was raised?
Some people reached out to one of the slate members, and he basically said it is a stock photo. He admitted to that and did not seem to have any issue with having that as the representative for their slate, the face for their slate.
And this was a young, attractive-looking Hispanic woman. Yeah. There is a Hispanic woman on their slate, but I don't know what she looks like. I haven't found a photo of her anywhere.
Right. So no one really knows much about that candidate, the Hispanic woman on their slate. And so it seems as though they are using the photo for optics reasons of an attractive Hispanic woman that appears to be a teacher, and putting that on there, you know, information that they're putting out for their campaign materials.
Another thing we've seen over and over in this district on the conservative side of the aisle has been some deception in terms of who people really are. For example, last time there was a gun owner who ran, called himself a teacher, and in fact, what he taught was firearm safety classes. He didn't teach in any public school or even any private or charter school. This time around, we have Mr. Babbitt, Pastor Babbitt, who lists himself as a businessman on the ballot statement and doesn't mention that he is a pastor of a church in Spring Valley, which, you know, some people may like that, but certainly it seems like with the controversies that we've seen in this district over religious concerns perhaps making their way into some of the decisions, that seems like it's a fact that voters should have. It shouldn't be something that's, you know, hidden.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, you know, I'm not against religion in any way, shape, or form. However, I don't think that religion needs to be on the agenda in terms of who we're electing for our school board to represent our community. Everyone has a different religion. In our school district specifically, it is very diverse in terms of religion, and we are seeing a lot of kids come from all over the world now, and we really need to just be respectful that everyone has a different religion and not have it solely focused on one religion when we're talking about our school board and making the decisions for our children.
The opposing slate has also engaged in some fear-mongering, claiming that your slate, Chardé, wants to shut down the Peter Pan Junior Theater program in the schools. Can you comment on that, please?
Yes, I thought that that was a very disgraceful tactic that they used. I myself have been involved in the performing arts since I was 4 years old. I was a ballet dancer, modern and jazz dance for some many, many years. And so I definitely support the arts. I know that my slate mates as well have no issue with the arts themselves. Nothing against the performing arts and the theater. Both of our children, Rebecca McCray and I's children, have been to Peter Pan Jr. Theater performances. And Jerry Lecco has been to quite a few himself. So we definitely have, you know, nothing against the Peter Pan Jr. Theater. I wish that it would be promoted a little bit more throughout our district.
Because, so you're not trying to shut it down?
No, we're definitely not interested in shutting it down. And actually, the school board has no authority over that program. I believe it's a nonprofit organization that is run solely on its own outside of the district. It is not a district-sponsored program, so we have no authority over whether it stays open or not.
Well, thank you very much for setting the record straight on that.
You're welcome.
Listeners, if you just tuned in, we are speaking with Chardé Fontenot, one of the candidates running for the Mesa Spring Valley School District Board, along with a slate that's backed by La Mesa Spring Valley Action Community for Educators and Students, a group that was founded by teachers and students in the district. Where can people find out more about that?
They can find out more about that on LaMesaSpringValleyAces.org.
Thank you very much, LaMesaSpringValleyAces.org. Chardé, I'm going to give you the final word today. What else would you like our listeners to know about you and the other candidates on your slate for the La Mesa Spring Valley School District Board?
I encourage everyone to visit that website, and from there you'll be able to find all of our websites individually, Jerry Lecco, Rebecca McCray, and myself, and just find out that we are the most qualified, well-rounded slate in this race. We are also the only three candidates in this race that have been endorsed by the La Mesa Spring Valley Teachers Association, as well as the California School Employees Association. And we are truly about children, community, and commitment.
Very good. I want to thank you very much for joining us today on the East County Magazine Radio Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM, Descanso, the network for social justice.